Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The Mishnah we're up to in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, "Rav Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh for Sorfin V'Tchila Shesh." Right? Rav Meir says Chamesh is much of the gamri for the first 5 hours for Pesach, and then it's Asur and you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That is not how we paskin. The Gemara will say later on that we paskin like Rehud Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tolin Kol Chamesh for Sorfin V'Tchila Shesh. That there's three stages. The first 4 hours is totally mutter to eat. In the fifth hour, it's tolin. We'll see what that means. And then you burn it in the sixth hour. What does tolin mean? Rashi says here, based on the first mission, the second parak, tolin kol chamesh ve'eino ochel, the toy v'sarach shvish chamishis. You can't eat it because you might accidentally, if you think that the seventh hour is the fifth hour, maybe it's really the seventh hour, and you'll be doing Yisrael d'oraisa. But you can still feed it to your animal. That's the mission of the next parak, or to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say a simple shot. That is not the mission in the next parak, but that's what we'll leave on the end. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. This mutter, the handa, but the sheesh is apanos. Okay, and what's Rabbi Yehuda's proof? Where he says, Odom Rabbi Yehuda, Shtechal, Shaltodab, Sulos, Munachos, Agava, Itzava. He says, I have a Masorah from the Beis HaMikdash that I'm right, that there are three different stages of the day, meaning that the halacha changes twice during the day, not just once during the day, because there were two chalos of Toda that were puzzled that were put on, either Gav or Gag, we'll discuss, on top of the benches, and Kozvashim Menachas Kolom Oakland, Nidla Achas Tolom, the Oakland Sorfim, Nidla Shteng, Nidla Kolom Sorfim. Right, so he has this Masorah, obviously, Rameir would do. That there were two chalos, lach and toda psulos, and when they were both there, you could eat. When one was on, one was off, you could do other. You could be nan, and you didn't. You could keep it, but you could eat. And when they're both taken off, you have to burn it. Rabbi Gamliel makes a pshara between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Chulin echol kol arba, mutrim echol chamesh sorb kila sheish. He says chulin you can only eat for 4 hours because there's no counter pressure. You might as well make xera against eating chulin in the fifth hour because you haven't lost anything. But truma, there's counter pressure because if you don't eat truma, it's going to get burned, and that's Ibn of Truma, and therefore they were, because of the counter pressure, they were only Gozer and Truma in the sixth hour, printed in the fifth hour. Okay, that is the Mishnah. One interesting thing that comes up in the Mishnah, as Rashi commented here, and everyone agrees that the Rapashim may or may not be before the words of the Mishnah. The Rashi doesn't say the words Achila Hanah, but it's Pashim, and everyone agrees that Rabbi Yehuda says that during the fifth hour, they were Gozer not to eat it, as Rashi says, because you might confuse the fifth hour with the seventh hour, but they weren't Gozer on Hanah. They were only Gozer on Hanah on the sixth hour. Okay, so clearly, an intuitive level, before we get into more detail, it makes sense to us. The sixth hour is obviously more Chomer than the fifth hour because it's more easily confused. It's closer. So therefore, on the more Chomer time, they were Gozer on Hanah. On the less Chomer time, they were only Gozer on Achila and not Hanah. That's how we paskin that. In the fifth hour, Ver Pesach, you can be Nanah, but you can't eat it. That's often, I'm not talking about this year, when it was Shabbos. But in a normal year, sometimes that's when the rabbi sells it, the fifth hour, because you can still be nana by selling it, etc. And that the Yoshua asks an interesting question here. He says, how does this make sense? Why are we gozer in the fifth hour, right? Sha'a chamishas. Let's make sure we know what we're talking about. The fi Rabbi Yehuda. Achila. Is Asar and Hana'a Asura is Muteris. Okay, we understand because it's less harder than the sixth hour. But why is this a logical chiluk to make? After all, if you would eat it in the seventh hour, you would violate a law. If you would be Nen in the seventh hour, you would also violate a law. So why does it make sense? It's less, I understand the fifth hour is less harder than the sixth hour. But why should we differentiate between Achila and Hana? Achila and Hana are equally Chomer. So why are we Gozer more on Achila than on Hana? And again, don't confuse me with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which we saw. According to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, it could be that Achila is more Chomer in the seventh hour than Hana. But here within Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds as an Issur D'oraisa lo ye'ochel chametz in the seventh hour in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, which was equally on Achila. And that's the Pnei Yoshua's question. Right, says the Pnei Yoshua, Kashali came in time to Rehudim Shem Tos, and King Mabi Nisra Hila Isra Na. Dar Tarvayu Asur Midoraisa Vein Loka Alehem Ad Halai Lokosh Gosva Kaman. Okay. That's Rabbi Shimon and Levi de Yehuda. It's Asra Nami de Raisa. So here's the problem. How come we're goes more Achila than Hana? So one of the different answers, right? What does the Bnei Yeshua give? He gives a very technical answer. What does the Bnei Yeshua say?
Seida.
He says, really, they would have wanted to be Gozer even on Hana, but they're afraid of Seida. If they're Gozer on Achila, it doesn't cause a Seida, because you can always sell it. Okay, I mean, nowadays, I don't know if you can really sell your, like, you know, open bag of pasta or whatever, but in the old days, you could. And in any case, I guess if it's big enough that it's a loss of money, you can probably sell it. They would have been Gozer on both. They're equally Chomer, but they were Makel, since the fifth hour is only a light Zera, it's only far out chance of confusion. They were Makel on Hana because it caused Seda, and they were Machron on Achila because it doesn't cause Seda. Okay, so that's the thing. Yeshua's answer. He says, Achila, there's no Seda, but Hana, Ikav Seda. In the sixth hour, which is Xer Hamura and likely to make a mistake, they were even willing to cause you a Hefsin. But in the fifth hour, it's only a far out shash that you didn't want to make a Xer that would cause Hefsin, only Xer that wouldn't cause Hefsin. Okay, that is the Pnei Yeshua. Yes?
In the Maskana Gemara, it ends up seeing that Maskana is that the fifth hour is the Yom HaMuna. So, like, at least from the Lashon Parashah, I was a little bothered. That's not, it might be that's not like a fire of Zera. Like, Yom HaMuna is like a very, like, good reason. Like,
no, but look, he's assuming, you don't have to agree with him, but he's assuming that even a Yom HaMuna, it's only a small likelihood that someone will be so confused. Even Yom HaMuna, most people usually keep track of time decently well. Okay, that's you just have to grant him his assumption. You know, it's hard for us to relate to because we have watches.
I think you can more questions for like, and you can't ask for both of them. You can't, if you're gonna ask for one of them, they want to be more mocker. So you're gonna ask for one of them, but you have to only, if you're gonna ask for only the now, you're gonna make a feel loud, but a feel within a feel is enough. So if you want to make it more humor in some way, you have to take away enough. You can't take away enough.
Right, okay, but why do you have to make it more common in some way? You know? Why do you have to make it more common in some way? You know, that's an assumption. Like, who says you have to make it more common in some way? Why can't you make it equal? So he says the reason you have to make it more common in some way is to avoid Seda. You know, otherwise, I don't know why you have to make it more common in some way. Just don't make it more common in some way. The Lechem Mishnah, if you somewhat sort of bracket the Modem is monitored from Sturba Shlita, he says this here. But the Lechem Mishnah says it about Basar B'Cholov. The Rambam has a sheet about Basar B'Cholov that when it comes to Basar B'Cholov Drabanan, right, let's assume for the sake of argument that all Basar B'Cholov Drabanan is the same, which is a reasonable assumption. The Rambam says when it comes to Basar B'Cholov Drabanan, there's not Mefurish anywhere in Shas. It's not Mefurish in Shas. But the Rambam says that when it comes to Basar B'Cholov Drabanan, like, for example, chicken and milk, right, or Basar Chaya and Cholov, he makes the same chila about basar b'cholov d'rabbanan. It's asur b'achila and mutar b'hanayah. Obviously, as we know, that's how we pass it. So the Lechem Mishnah says, why? After all, he has the same exact question. If you're going to be goats or chicken and milk, also beef and milk is asur d'oraisa to eat and asur d'oraisa to hanayah. So why are they only goats or isur b'achila not isur hanayah? So the Lechem Mishnah, Legabe, Basar B'Cholov, and the Modem Zman of Rishterba says here, but I mean, it's obviously applied here. He says, no, it's a psychological point. It's not a financial point. It's not a technical financial chiluk, economic chiluk, it's a technical psychological chiluk. He says, what's the problem here? The problem isn't that someone will be confused and just make an honest mistake. You know, if they honestly think, if they see people eating chicken and milk, they'll think that Jews eat beef and milk, etc. No, the problem is that, you know, people often make mistakes because of their taifa. Someone will be tempted to do something, and therefore they'll get used to doing something, they'll be tempted to do something else, or they'll they'll be tempted to do something, so they'll make excuse that maybe it's okay, etc. And what is greater temptation? Ahilo or hana? So he says, he points out, it could be that if someone's cold, rational, and calculating, you might say, well, eating something, you know, I eat something delicious and it's just gone, it doesn't do me any good, and, you know, maybe I already have enough nutrition and I have the cheshbon, how many grams of protein and how many grams of this and that. But hana, I could sell it for money, and money's worth money, I put it in the bank account. Okay, that's what a cold, calculating person would say. But usually when you're cold and calculating, you could, well, first of all, most of us are not like that. And second of all, when you're in your cold and calculating mode, then you could also calculate Schar Mitzvah, Kenegative Seda, right, et cetera. And you could say, well, you know, this $12 worth of whatever it is, you know, is not worth going to Gehenna. So generally, the assumption is that we're not afraid that people will do Averos because they are calculating that it's worthwhile. We don't make Averos for those kind of people. Rather, people are overwhelmed by their desires, right? If you think about your desire, what's your desire? Is your desire to eat something, or you have a strong desire to eat something, or a strong desire to be netted from it? So, like, what's enough? I'm going to feed it to my animals, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to burn it in my fireplace, you know, that's not a... you know, that's not a classic temptation, but something is delicious and you want to eat it, okay, how do you know that? A lot of people struggle with that temptation. First of all, that's the primordial temptation, perhaps. I know it's complex. And how do you know that? Lots of people struggle with that temptation. So he says there's more of a temptation for Achila than for Anah, therefore we make more Xeros. Again, the only assumption you have to build in here is that it's not that we're worried you'll make an honest mistake. We're worried you'll make a mistake or go over the line because of temptation. So that's what he says. It's a technical psychological filler. There is a taiva. Well, when it comes to hana, there is less taiva. Okay. All right, so those are two, yeah.
But there's a difference. Like, an example by Moshe Kala, where there, the reason why taiva can start to play I can imagine it better playing a role in the picture because person is like making a dinyan to himself and saying, well, this is usher, this is mutter, so like let me then apply to the Ramaphilah. But here,
Sir Shurav says the same thing here. A person sees this delicious, marzipan rugelach, which he's not going to be able to have for the next 7.5 days, and he wants the chaperine, and like, and it's really like the sun is a little, you know, suspiciously, whatever. He said, nah, I think it's really okay. I think it's really only the fifth hour or something. The stomach's okay. Person also fool himself to think it's earlier in the day because of his taiva. That's where Sternbach writes here. I think it's reasonable. You'd be surprised at the power of taiva. People fool themselves into a lot stupider things than not knowing what time it is. Okay, so those are two technical answers. The question is, yeah.
I'm looking at the Rambam itself. I don't understand how they compare Masa and Allah to Hametz. In the Gemara that we're talking about getting mixed up, whether it's getting mixed up with Shogun or the Basin, and the Rambam is I'm not getting mixed up. If he doesn't say he's going to get mixed up, then if
Sha'u Ha'am Yavoli the day Isra Bas Rachel Shal Torah V'yoklu. So
there's a Kula in the thing first with Tamas, there was a Kula in.
Correct. The Rambam really there is very concerned about the Karaites, right? Meaning that's unique. He says, what's the, I don't think other Rishonim say, what's the chash of Moshe Chalav? I mean, again, it's getting a little far field. What's the chash of Moshe Chalav? Not that people stop wanting to trade, but that they'll start saying, you know, he says, Kediba Chalei Bimo, and this is not Kediba Chalei Bimo, so it's okay. Meaning, they'll be convinced by the Karaites, as it were, or even if, before the Karaites existed, right? They'll be convinced by the Peshuva Shal Mikra. So it's not a parallel, but
you could have said that very well.
No, I think, okay, but there's a parallel. Over here, people will think that it's earlier when it's really later. Over there, they'll think the pasuk means X when it really means Y. No, there is a decent enough parallel. People will make a mistake about something. I understand if I'm the equivalent, but it's a parallel. I think you could say this. Correct, but I'm just not sure that that changes anything that's on this board or that will be on the board. Like, you're right, it's not exactly the same mistake, but I think you can still say when you have a taiva, it causes you to fall into it, to believe a mistake. And when you have less of a taiva, it doesn't cause you to believe a mistake. I still think that's perfectly reasonable.
It makes sense that sure, once you have one of, once you lose heart a bit, then you're going to take the pasuk seriously. Or you're going to take Tosh Baal seriously.
Over there, it doesn't matter how much you're how careful you are, how much.
I see what you're saying. Over there, it's like to reinforce the general approach. While over here, it's just to keep you far away. Okay, I hear the taina, but nonetheless, they're still avoiding a chashash of someone doing something wrong, and I think you can still say the lechemish the same way. Even though the solution might be less parallel, the problem might be more parallel, and that's good enough for us. That is, yeah, okay. Think about it more. Anyway, interestingly, there's a machlokes about whether this is true of Basra Khalib or only about Chametz B'Shach Hamishis, right? The Rambam holds that Basra Khalib Rabbanan is only Asmi Rabbanan. That seems to be the Askan of the Mordechai also, although he points out that there are those who are Doche. Really, among the Rishonim, it's hard to find anyone who disagrees. The Yamshel Shlomo of the Maharshal disagrees and says, nope, when it comes to Basra Khalib Rabbanan, it's Asr B'Hanah. And he just denies this whole chiluk. But the Rambam and the Mordechai and the Rezarua, which is what the Mordechai is based on, agree with this chiluk. Okay. Whether you say in the actual Shlomo, you'll then say, well, how come Basra Khalib Rabbanan goes to Yisra'nah? But he might just say, okay, it's like Chametz B'Shach Shishis. Not like Chametz B'Shach Hamishis. So the important point for us is that we have at least two precedents that we are more makil in Hana'a, right? Likewise, plus Basra Khalib Rabbanan Lefi Rambam and the Mordechai, although the Rambam said it very confidently, the Mordechai said it a little more tentatively, but nonetheless, he was willing to posken it, right? Tell you, bring me a proof, otherwise I'll make it. So we have, against the Amshul Shlomo, the Maharshal. So we have two places in Allah where we find that Chazal were gozer Achila Nahana, even though if you did make the mistake, Achila Nahana would be equally bad. So why? It could be a technical economic chiluk, could be a technical psychological chiluk. The question is, could it be something more fundamental? And if it's something more fundamental, then maybe we have to look at the relationship between the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana, in general, Macholas Asuras. Right? There are many Macholas Asuras which are only Asur Bachiba, but there are many Macholas Asuras which are Asur Bachiba and in Hana, such as Chametz Pesach, such as Arla, such as Baya Kerem, such as Basra Khalav. So what's the relationship between the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana? Of course, they don't all be exactly the same, but pretty much everyone I've seen assumes that they are. So let us ask the following question. What's the relationship between Isser Achila and the Isser Hana? Is the Isser Hana connected to? Is the Isser Hana part of the Isser Achila? Or is the Isser Hana really something separate from the Isser Achila? Right? Is the Isser Hana sort of built into the Isser Achila as one joint Isser? After all, why would we want joint Isser? The Rambam points out Sefer Mitzvos. Because? Okay, but just substantively even? Physically? Because Achila is a kind of Hana. Right? Achila is a kind of Hana. Or are they two different Isser? Right? What's the relationship between the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana? This comes up a few places. For example, I think it's very striking, the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tzlach about what's the shear of the Isser Hana. We know the shear of an Isser Achila is a big size. What's the shear of the Isser Hana, the Malchus, if we assume the Malchus? Is the shear of Zayas, or is the shear of Shavar Pruta? Interesting question. If you ask a simple question, what is the most logical way to measure how much Hana you're getting? By Kazayas or by Shavar Pruta? Shavar Pruta. Shavar Pruta seems to be a logical way to measure Hana. How much my nana? I nana a Shavar Pruta. Kazayas is an unnatural, awkward way to measure Hana. Getting Hana from a Kazayas. You know, because Hana isn't really something you measure with volume. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the shear of Hana is a Shavar Pruta. That's the logical shear for Hana. However, says the Tzlach and the Bir Gadim, no, the shear for the Isser Hana is a Kazayas. Why? Because Isser Hana is connected to an Isser Achila, and the shear for Nisra Achila is a kazayis. It seems to be, of course, they could just be having a technical machlokas, but it seems to be that that they're arguing about perhaps the relationship between Achila and Hana. Do we say that? Are we dealing with? Two separate Isurim? Or are you dealing with one general or one Isur of, you know, Achila Ushar Hanos? After all, Achila is part of Hanah, right? Nafgamina might be, perhaps, sheer hahana. If you viewed it as something separate, you would say, let me just look at it and know what's the most logical way to measure it. And you would say Shavar Pruta, which is the shita of Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you're going to look at it as, no, it's a joint Isser Achila and other Hanos, then Lachor, you would say Zayis, even though it's an awkward way to measure Hana. But it has to go together with Achila, which is the shita of the Slach and the Prima Gadim. Perhaps, one could also tie this in, although this is to the machlokes rishonim about basar b'cholov. Now, of course, one could say basar b'cholov is different than these other isurei achila. The Rambam doesn't, because after all, basar b'cholov, it doesn't say achila at all. It says this three times for sabasha for achila bishlam and hanah would be pasket. But nonetheless, if you're going to use basar b'cholov as an example, which I admit you can also say basar b'cholov is different, we find an interesting machlokas rishonim. Again, this could also be a technical machlokas. How many lavim are there in basar b'cholov? Two or three? Is it a lav of cooking basar b'cholov and a lav of eating and other hanos of basar b'cholov? Or is there a lav of cooking, a lav of eating, a lav of hana? If all says those basar would get chalik three times, one for bishul, one for achil, one for hana, you might say that there are three lavim. But the Rambam, fascinatingly, says that there are only two lavim when it comes to basar b'cholov. The Rambam, actually fairly well-known Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, says the Rambam, kof pei vav is not cooking basar b'cholov, lo sasa kof pei zayin is not eating basar b'cholov, and he says, if there are three times, once for achila, once for hana, once for bishul, and someone will ask, why do I count achila and bishul as two separate mitzvos? But I don't count hana as a third mitzvah. I fold it into achila. So he says, no, Israel nine was in the mitzvah. They atzum, they shuv Israel achila in echad. It's the same thing as achila. How can you separate them? Shachila min mi mine hana. Achila is just a type of hana. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. So maybe the nafkamina is, again, you're not going to say in chametz and orla, are you going to count and Kliyakara, are you going to count Achila and Nath one lav or two lav? Because there's only one pasuk. The question is, when you have the choice, which is by basar b'cholov, when there are multiple pesukim, what do you do? When you don't have a choice, so a lot of funny things, right? It could be one lav. You know, the Sof Lo Hadam has all kinds of unrelated things that have nothing to do with each other, with when Dayanim and Afez did eat, and how, and at what time you eat an animal if you sheft it, and what you do in the morning before you dab, and all those things are one lav. You can have lots of things in one lav just because there's only one pasuk. So it doesn't prove anything. When there's one pasuk, you can have random things together in one lav, that proves nothing. The question is, when you have two pasukim, how do you count it? So, minyan halavim, maybe minyan halavim, and basar b'cholov, where you have two options. You can count it as one lav, because after all, it says, lo sabash, you can believe you know more than once. Only counts the one lav, so it says more than once. Or you can have this two lavs, it says more than once. And the Rambam says one lav, and he says explicitly why. Meaning it's not like a long interpretation. He says it's one lav because, you know, he says it's one lav because it's all one iser. He says Achila is just a type of hana. But not everyone agrees with the Rambam that it's only one lav. Sorry, I didn't put everyone on the Makor sheet. The Chinuch agrees with the Rambam, it's only one lav, but among the Rishonim, there are Rishonim who count it as two lavim. So most prominently, the Smag, You know, the smog, it's funny to figure out how the smog counts Lavin, because the smog structured his book of, you know, based on the 613 mitzvahs, based on the Rambam's count. The smog, his rule for structuring his book was to work off the Rambam. He always follows the Rambam's count. But the smog was one of the Bali Tosfos. He was not beholden to the sheet. You know, he liked the idea of organizing his book like the Rambam, but he wasn't beholden to any sheet. He goes to the Rambam or the other Rishonim. He was not beholden to the sheet. And what you find in the smog is that it's sort of funny to figure these things out. What the smog does, he never says, he never says, oh, I argue on the Rambam because he forgot this lav. What he does every once in a while, he says, I argue on the Rambam, he counted this lav, it shouldn't have been counted. Then he says, and what do I count instead? Okay, I count this instead, the Rambam should have counted it. So you want to know where the smog adds a lav that the Rambam forgot? It's like randomly in some lav that the Rambam added that he thought didn't belong. As opposed to the fifth Ramban, right? No. When he thinks the Rambam counts the law, it shouldn't be counted, he says so on the, in the place. And then when he wants to fill it, what's at the end? So you can easily find it. So this smog is a race of the test, little mice are shaming. And therefore, but the Rambam forgot, I know from Basar Chalov. And the Zohar Harakia, which is the book of mitzvos by the Tashfet. Tashfet's one of the, you know, the really last generation of Donin. Who wrote the Shem Tashbates and the fucking Avos on Avos, the Zorakia also counts it as three Lavin. So there is another opinion out there. Yeah, they could regard it technically how it counts, but I think it's likely Zohar Harakia, which is the Tashbates, and the Smag in Lav Ration of Test, both count, I mean, three, from the official account of Hilan Laz, two Lavin. This also might, here, very unclear, but Ramos seems tied in, might tie into the famous machlokas between Chizki and Rabbi Abahu in the beginning of the next parak, on Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Chizki and Rabbi Abahu argue, how do we know that Chametz on Pesach is Asur Ba'anoah? So Chizki says, whatever is Asur Ba'achila is Mutar Ba'anoah. But since by Pesach, Chametz on Pesach and Orla, it says Lo Ye'achel, Lo ye'achel, in the passive voice instead, or the active voice, comes to be merames in Isra Anah. And Rabbi Abahu, the speaker, says, everything that's asur b'achila is asur b'anah. Unless the Torah is exerts kasva to matter it. So Chizkiya says, only because lo ye'achel, but Rabbi Abahu, the speaker, come lakum shlomer lo yochel, sochel, sochel, echad isur b'achila ve'echad isur anah, b'mashma, adji, parit, etc. What's the fundamental machlok? Rabbi Abahu says, every isur b'achila, every isur b'achila is asur b'anah. Chizkiya says, Rabbi Yosef says every Yisrael is also Rana until proven otherwise. Chizkiya says every Yisrael is Mutar Rana until proven otherwise. By the time the Gemara gets through with them, it's not even clear if there's an Achmimita between them. Because Chizkiya says everything is Mutar Rana until proven otherwise, and then proves that all the Suri Hanar Asarana. Rabbi Yabo says everything is also Rana until proven otherwise, and then defines Drashos that all things that are Mutar Rana are Mutar Rana. So they end up almost, if not exactly, the same. But theoretically, they have very different approaches. Now, you might say it's just a question of how to darshan, but the Rambam, interestingly, in the Sefer Mitzvos, quotes Rabbi Abahu. He says, how do I know Achila and Anar are one thing? Because, how do I know Kavana, Shilu Yehanabo, Lo Achila, Lo Zos? You shouldn't get Anar, not Achila, not other types. How do I know Achila and Anar are one Isser? Because, and he quotes Rabbi Abahu, Kam Wakam Shem, Lo Sochal, Lo Sochal, Lo Yochal, Echad Isser, Achila, Echad Isser, Mashma, Achibar, Lo Chasim, Yidar, Shafir, Bit, Nevela. So the Torah tells you it's much about not like it did by the Balaam, etc. So the Rambam implies here, why is he called Rabbi Abahu? The Rambam implies that maybe the Machlokes, Chizkiya, and Rabbi Abahu, and Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. I might have said, and they're just talking about Hadarshan, but the Rambam says, I want to prove to you, Achila and Anar one, you can't separate Achila from Anar. They're just one issue. Don't get Hanan, not this type, not that type. They're one general Isser. My proof is Rabbi Abahu. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says that, all right, says the Rambam, I mean, what does the Rambam mean by that? If I guess not reading a lot of the Rambam say, he says Rabbi Abahu proves my point, meaning Chizkiya might disagree with his point. Yeah.
He also quotes Chizkiya.
I know he also quotes Chizkiya, but that's how it's a matzah. But that's not in the context of this question. That's a famous question, why he quotes Chizkiya, but he quotes Rabbi Abahu in the context of this Chakira. which he declares himself. He calls Chizkiya in a random context. So that's a famous question. Why does he call Chizkiya and Chizkiya and Chizkiya goes where he everywhere else in the world? It's a famous theory in the Rambam. And you know, the Kesemish says this series says Ladav and Chizkiya and Chizkiya. I'm not saying we have to agree. But the... here's Rabbi Yabo. What does Rabbi Yabo say? Every Isser Achila is Asser Ba'ana'a. Again, practically they end up the same, but theoretically very different, as opposed to Chizkiya, who says no. Every Isser Achila is Mutter Ba'ana'a. Again, until proven otherwise, and they might end up practically the same. But theoretically, maybe Chizkiya says, no, Ba'ana'a and Achila are two separate in Yad. One is not, maybe he would like the Gemara Kibir, one is Zayas, one is Pruta. He would say when there are two locking countless locking, therefore you can't assume that one is the other. That's the Rabbi quotes the Rabbi who says, how do I know to count them as one lock? Because they're really the same idea. I'm getting the same idea from Rabbi Abba, who says, every circle is also run dogs. It's really all one idea. Now, that might, and here, here, we're going out a little more on a limb, but this, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam is a very, very clear Shita, right? The Rambam Shita is very clear. He taught, really, the Rambam ties everything up together, right? What does the Rambam do? He connects this to this, and that's explicitly, right? You know, Rambam connects everything. He doesn't say anything like Zayis or the Pruta for a reason we'll see in a moment. But the Rambam and then takes this a step further with his famous Nekuda Nifla. We have to figure out this famous Nekuda Nifla. What is this Rambam's famous Nekuda Nifla? So the Rambam asks a question in the Pirush of Shaias and Krisos based on his Shita, the Paskin like Shan and the Gemara in the 8th paragraph of Masechus Chulin. What does it say? Shout out to the Gemara in the 8th paragraph of Sefer Shulam. Other Rishonim don't have the Kashrut for the flaw. So they say we're not really possible like that Gemara in Chulam. Okay, but the Rambam, the Rambam's not starting from someplace weird. He's starting from someplace normal. If it says something in the Gemara, then we're possible like it, right? That's a good starting place. So the Rambam says, in Sefer Shulam, what do we see? That Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Basar B'cholam is not Chal on top of. There is a chilev, but you don't see the big lump. By the way, No, there's a big nafkamina. Is the Isser Basar B'cholav Chal? There's a rule in Isser Chal Isser. The Isser Basar B'cholav Chal on treif. Why is that a real nafkamina for us? It's a real nafkamina for us for the dog food. Let's say you buy dog food, and the dog food is made, all dog food is cooked. Meaning they cross in the factory, they cook it. And it's made with beef and milk. If it's made with beef and milk, then it becomes possible called asrana. You can't feed it to your dog. So, according to the Rambam, no, it's not a problem. Meaning, no one makes dog food with kosher meat. They all make dog food with nevela meat. Possible called is not chal on nevela. That's of course Gemara in the 8th paragraph. Cool, and possible called is not chal on chela, so it's not chal on nevela. And therefore, it's never possible called. It is asrana. Okay, we don't hold like that Rambam, which is why. We're makbid to get non-Bosom. Okay, we don't like the Rambam because we don't like the other Rishonim, like Tosfos and Arban and others, say we don't pass like the Gemara in Chulin. And really, Bosom Chulin is Chal on top of Nevela, and therefore you have to get kosher ba'anal dog food, meaning you have to look at the ingredients and either find that it doesn't have milk or find that it doesn't have a beef, right? It's fine if it has. You know, pork or chicken or fish, as long as it doesn't have beef. Okay, but that's not our issue now. The Rambam is the following stira. The Mishnah in Krisa says a guy can eat one kazayas and be chayav four chatases in one asha. Right? Hopefully, I remember about that because it is he is. He's tame, and he's eating chilev that's no kachim on Yom Kippur. So the four chatases are he's a tummy person eating karbonis zachatas, eating chelim zachatas, eating no sar zachatas, and eating Yom Kippur zachatas. And the one asham is me'ila by eating kachim, meaning he's eating the non-edible parts of kachim, right? Like parts of kachim that weren't supposed to be eaten. So he's chayav in me'ila. Okay, great. The Ram of the Pirish explains, what about the Nisr Chalalisr? What about the Nisr Chalalisr? How could you have all these Yisurim coming together? And the Ram goes through a whole Arichas here, and he says, no problem, because sometimes Isr is Chalalisr. For example, if it's Isr Kolel or Isr Mosif. Isr Kolel means more people are Usr than more things are Usr than used to be. Isser Mosif means the thing is more usher than it used to be. And what does the Rambam say? Let's get this straight. It was originally Chelev, right? It was originally Chelev. I hope I remember straight. It was originally Chelev, which is usher b'achila. Then your Makdash now became usher b'anah. When it's usher b'anah, that's Isser Mosif. It's more usher. So Hekdash is Chal, Isser Hekdash, Isser B'ila is Chal Chelev. Okay, now it becomes, you could do different orders, but for example, it becomes no sar. Now, not only is it usher eat, it's also usher mi makar velim is there. So that's a bigger isser, so it's chal. Now you become tummy. Not only can you eat this, you can't eat any karbanos. That's a bigger isser, so it's chal. And then Yom Kippur starts, and not only can you eat kachim, you can't even eat chulin or anything on Yom Kippur, so it's all chal. Okay, the Rambam asks the obvious stira, l'shitase. Right? The steer is obvious. Right? What's the Rambam's kasha? Parallel cases. You have the Gemara in Gulen. What the fuck is Gemara in Gulen? Right? Keep quoting the Gemara in Gulen. I'll tell you what daf it is in case you don't believe me. Kufi Gimel and Beis. It goes on to Kufi Dalam and Aleph. We'll call it Kufi Gimel and Beis. Right? And then as Chela, it's a little tricky. Chela B'chalav, right? Gemara in Kulin, Kufi Gimel and Beis versus the Mishnah in Krisos. Right? Okay, if you're in the Shnais, it's Gimel Talit. I forget what Dalit is in the Gemara. So you have two parallel cases. First, it's Chelev. Here, first, it's Chelev. Right? Starts out the same. Right? Then becomes Basar B'chalav, and then becomes Hekdash. Right? Then becomes Basar B'chalav, then becomes Hekdash. But what happens is very different. That's the Rambam's that's the Rambam's problem. What is the Psak? We say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, and it's not Basar B'chalav, it's Mutar B'Hanah. But over here, that's first thing that Ben Hekdash, we say Isser Mosif is Chal. Hekdash, that's an Isser Mosif on top of Chelev. Now it's Basar B'Hanah. So it's Chal. Only a redundant Isser is not Chal Isser, but a bigger Isser is Chal and a smaller Isser. That's exactly the same as Basar B'chalav being Chal on top of Chelev, which is again why other Rishonim reject this Gemara in Kulin, Daf Kofi Gimel and Beis. They say we don't paskin like it. They say we don't paskin like that Gemara in Kulin. That Gemara is Gemara Tzvadar, where we don't paskin like because of the Mishnah increases. And that's why Halacha Lamaisa, don't try this at home. We don't rely on the Rambam, on the Rambam's Saka, the Kudra flaw. But the Rambam has to answer this Stira. So how does the Rambam answer this Stira? So the Rambam says this is going to be Lumdish, right? You want to know if the Rambam is a brisker or not? Right, this is one of many proofs that he was. He says, he sees this geschmack, right? What's the word for geschmack in Judeo Arabic? I think it's the kudu nefla. Or however you say that.
Arabic.
Yeah. The Rambam says, I have to tell you here a nekudu nefla, right? What does he say? He says here at a certain point, 1 second. V'yezrein elu nekudu nefla na'ir alal. Right? right? Besides the idea of the Ian, it's Shema, it's going to be important for many studies. He quotes Rabbi Abahu. Now, keep in mind, Rabbi Abahu is not at all directly relevant to Basra Chalav. Rabbi Yosef Shach, whatever the Torah says, Lo Sochal, means an Isra'na. The Torah never says Lo Sochal, Basra Chalav, so Lo Sochal, Basra Chalav. So he doesn't mean that Rabbi Abahu directly applies to Basra Chalav. He means same as Sefer Mitzvos. Rabbi Abahu actually is not talking about Basra Chalav. He's talking about when the Torah says Lo Sochal, but the conceptual nugget, the conceptual yisod of Rabbi Abahu applies to Basra Chalav. Rabbi Abahu is giving us not just a technical drash, this is for the Rabbah. Someone else could say otherwise. Rabbi Abahu is very clear. Rabbi Abahu is not a technical, because you're not arguing technical rules of drash of how you doctrine will sochal. Because then he wouldn't make it relevant to Basra Cholov, neither in Sefer Mitzvos, nor in the Parish Mishnayos. Because it never says Lo Sochal, Basra Cholov, says Lo Sochal, Biba Cholov, Yimah. Rather, Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiah are arguing about the conceptual nature of Yisra Hanah and Yisra Echila. Rabbi Abahu is making up, and since they argue about the conceptual nature of Yisra Hanah and Yisra Echila, therefore, that's relevant even to Basra Cholov, even though technically the words they argue about have a darshan, do not appear in Basra Cholov. So that's why in Sefer Mitzvah, it never says Lo Sochal Basra Cholov, but since Rabbi Abahu has a shita about interpreting Lo Sochal, which is not just a drash shita, but it's a conceptual shita, it applies to how many lavim there are in Basra Cholov. Likewise, over here, it applies to Yikud Nifla, says the Rambam, because Basra Cholov is only Asr Ba'ana'a, because it's Asr Ba'achila. Says no, because the Israchila Basmachal can't be Chal, because Ain Israchal Isser, and Israchil and Israel are together, so the Israel can't be Chal. Okay, I admit this Nikud Nifla is a little bit of a galatefa from Chaset V'chayim. But what does Rabbi say? The Rabbi says, no, that's very different. Because over here, the Isser Hekdish is Chal on the Isser Chalev. And therefore, it's also Rana. But over there, the Isser Basra Chalev is not Chal on the... It's not Chal on top of the Isser of Chalev. And therefore, it's not also Rana. Why is it not on top of the Yisra Chalev? Because, I'll read it again. Shekol sheneser ba'na, neser lichonis bo achi yifr l'cha kasav. Ve'im ba'pasko, osar chalas ba'pasko, osar lichonis bo. Shnei nabram yachri, mister bas b'chalav. Bas b'chalav b'yachad Yisra achilan hana. Okay, if you don't understand what I'm saying yet, I think I've tried to say over the words of the Rambam, and they need a little bit more hesper, right? I think the hesper is very pashut. Yesh la'ayin, if we say it's one iser of achilan shar hanos, what do we mean by that? There are two ways we could read that. Meaning, who's the junior partner and who is the senior partner here? Right? You could interpret this as, you could go two ways. You could say that really it is an iser hanah. And you know why it's also to eat? And Achila is an example of Hanah. You could say, really, it's an Isra Hanah. That's what the Rambam means. If you just read the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, I think you would come out with this. Really, it's an Isra Hanah. Every Isra Achila is really an Isra Hanah. Achila is just an example of Hanah, and so are two or a lot of other things. Or you could say it differently. That it's really an Isra Achila. But what is Achila? Achila is a really big, direct, concrete, classic Hanah. It's really Mr. Achila. But every Hanah is a little bit like Achila. Is Ki'ilo Achatishir of Achila. It's really Mr. Hanah. What is Hanah? Hanah is the ultimate. Achila is the ultimate Hanah. It's really Mr. Achila. But every Hanah is like Achatishir. I know the Mighty Mish used the word Achatishir, although he doesn't use it for this purpose. Of Achila. Meaning, is it really Nisra Achila, just Hanah sort of sneaks in as Tafel to Achila? Or is it really Nisra Hanah, and Achila is just an example of Hanah? What is it? Is the Etz etzem and isra nor be etzem and isra chibol. What is the Rambam saying? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina should be a isra chal isra, right? Is bas v'cholav chal on top of chilev or nevela in our door? Right? If it's really nisra na'a, then it's nisra mosif. It should be chal on top of. Then what should you say? Then you should say, what's our last nafkamina here? Let's say, nafkamina, iser hana'a, such as basar b'chalav, l'chol al iser achila, such as nevela or chalav. If you said that iser hana'a is a totally separate iser, then for sure it's chal, which is the shita of the other Rishonim. Right, which is the shita of the other Rishonim. Okay, Tosos Narabban, I didn't put them on the Makoro sheet. You will either take my word for it, or you can start looking them up. And that's what it sounds like from them. If you said that really it's an Isra Noah, then it should also be Chal. If Be'etzem and Isra Noah is really an Isra Noah, and Be'etzem is an Isra Noah, Achil is just part of the Isra Noah, then you want to ask, is Bas V'chal of Chal on top of Chilev? Or the Be'el, of course it is. Bas V'chal is an Isra Noah. What's the rhyme of the Kudin of Flaw? It's the rhyme of the Kudin of Flaw is this. This is the pillow of the rhyme of the Kudin of Flaw. What he's saying is that, and again, if you had just read Sefer Mitzvot, you might not have thought this. The Lashon there is ambiguous. If you just read Sefer Mitzvot, you might have thought this. But the rhyme meant that every Isser is really an Isser Anah, and Achila is not separate from Anah, should they contempt you Anah, but the Etzem an Isser Anah. Right, we have three possibilities. Hana and Achila are separate Isurim. There one Isur, which the Etzem is Hana, which is the simple chat, or the Chiddush chat, the Nekudin Nefla. There one Isur, which the Etzem is Rahima. And Isra Hana is only a Tafel Chatzi Shir side effect of the Isra Hima. That's the Rambam of the Nekudin Nefla. What's the Rambam saying? Basar Chalav cannot be Chal on top of Chalav or Nevela. Why not? Because Chalav and Nevela is an Isra Hila. Basar Chalav is an Isra Hima. Ah, but Chalav is an Isra Hila without a side effect. Without an appendix, an addendum, and Bas B'chol is an Isra Chila with an addendum, that's not enough to make an Isra Mosif. That's not enough to make it different. It's still redundant. An Isra Chila with an addendum, and an Isra Chila without, an Isra Chila with an asterisk, and an Isra Chila without an asterisk, ain't Isra Chal Isra. They're both Isra Yachila. That's a big Chiddush. That's a London. Why don't we call it a Brisker Chiddush? Because what do the Briskers do? They look at what something conceptually is and say it's not necessarily what it practically looks like. Practically, Bas B'chol is clearly Mosif. On Chelev or Nevela. Chelev or Nevela is only Asra Chila, Bas V'chol is Asra Anah. But the Rambam here is a Brisker, and he's saying, Nekudin Nefla, Midiyo Kadiyun. He's saying, no, I know practically it looks like it's an Isra Mosif, but conceptually it's not. Because conceptually, Chelev and Nevela is an Isra Chila, and Bas V'chol is an Isra Chila. Just Bas V'chol is an Isra Chila with a side point of an Isra Anah. Chelev and Nevela is an Isra Chila without a side point of an Isra Anah. Whether or not it has a side point doesn't make it different enough to make it Isra Chal Isra. That's the Kela of the Rambam's Nekudin Nefla. Right? This is the best writing of the Rambam was a Brisker. He wasn't saying this just to show off. He was saying this because he had a real kasha in the Gemara. As I told you three times so far, you could answer the kasha by just saying we don't pass like that Gemara. Okay, but you understand why the Rambam didn't want to say that. He had a Mefurish Gemara against the Mefurish Mishnah. And so instead of saying we don't pasken like one of them, he said, which the Ramban implies, and the Tosfos implies, and the Poskim say, he said that there's a conceptual chiddush here. So what's the Rambam saying here? This is, let's say, the sheet is a Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Again, not the other Rishonim. Right? We might have one other Rishonim. Tosos and Ramban, again, it's not Mefurish and Tosos and Ramban there, but it sort of comes out of it, right? That's right. Ulai Tosos and Ramban. They just say, we pasken like the Mishnah Krisos, and we don't pasken like the Gemara in Chulin. Okay, Shkaya. That's an easy way to answer a stira. The Ramban is not willing to do that. So what does he say? He says, this is redundant. It's an Isser Achila plus Al Isser Achila. you know, it's an Eser Achila plus, you know, Al and Eser Achila Greida. An Eser Achila with a plus on top of Eser Achila Greida, that's still considered redundant. That's not Eser Achila Eser. But now, the Rambam didn't explain it all, although we're going to explain, even if we have to argue on all the classes of Farshim to do so, is, but how does that explain the Kudin Nifla? Why not say the same thing about Christmas? After all, that's also an Isra Hanna on top of an Isra Achila. Why not say the same thing, that an Isra Achila plus on top of an Isra Achila is redundant? The Rambam is obviously trying to make a chiluk. What's the chiluk? I think the chiluk here is obvious. Someone just point to me, maybe you got it from a different part of this Makor Hashi by putting two and two together, or maybe it's just thinking it logically. What is the etzem conceptual difference between Basar Mechalim and Hekdesh in terms of this issue? Basar Mechalim, the etzem, it's a treif Macholos Asurus. Now, again, the Chumash doesn't say any word Achila, but the Rambam understands the Svara that even though the Torah, the Chumash says, Lo Savashal Yilachalilo, Lo Savashal is in the kitchen. It's about eating, right? If it says Lo Savashal, it means it's the kitchen. This is a kitchen Isser. It's within the realm of Isuri Achila. The Rambam thinks even though Klaya Kerem doesn't say Achila, even though Basar Mechalim doesn't say Achila, they're within the realm of Achila because they're fruits. When it comes to foods, when it comes to Isuri that apply to foods, then you say the Isra Hanah is a tuchel to the Isra Achila. However, you don't have to go past
the Shiva. Rabbi, doesn't the Rambam say that Mefuresh and the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's why you need the third drasha, Lo Tovashel, because it doesn't say Lo Tochal.
Even though you need the third drasha, which doesn't say Lo Tochal, he still thinks that conceptually he put it in the frame of Rabbi Abba when he put it as an Israeli.
Right.
However, by Me'ila, is Me'ila an Isser about foods? Is Me'ila a kitchen Isser? Right? Varaya, just, I don't mean Lomikos, just practically, Me'ila applies to foods and non-foods equally. Me'ila applies to all things, right? Me'ila is not something unique about foods. It's not within the realm of Macholos Asuras. Where does Basar Mechalim go in Hilchos Macholos Asuras? Where does Klaya Kerem go in Orlo go in Hilchos Macholos Asuras? Which makes sense, right? Even Chametz, which is the Hilchos Chametz of Matzah, because it only applies to a certain time of the year it's Manim, still gets a few halachos here in a few places in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Me'ila doesn't go in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Yeah, you could do me'ilah in a food, like the example in the Mishnah Krisos, but that's coincidence. You could also do me'ilah in, you know, in a cup or a bowl or a, you know, or a coin. Me'ilah has nothing to do with foods. You're asking what's the nature of Isur Hanav non-food stuff. Not only that, you know, Rav Chaim holds. And you don't have to say this, but Rav Chaim for sure. Rav Chaim's famous sheet on me'ilah. Really, the truth is, I'm not going to say it because I really don't think it's relevant, as I'll explain soon. Rabbi Chaim happens to hold that Me'ilah is an Isser of Gezel, which clearly makes it very different than all this. But I don't want to build on that because you'll see soon why I'm not building on it, because I want to equate Avodah Zarah to Me'ilah. But Me'ilah is very poshut. It's not about foods. When it's not about foods, what's the nature of Isser Hanah? That Isser Hanah is not the Isser Hanah's Iker and the Achila is an example, or Achila is the Iker and the. That's an Isser Hanah that is totally separate from Isser Achila. It's unrelated to Achila. That's poshut because it's not a food Isser. Right here, this is an Isser Achi, an Isser Hanaah, unrelated to Achila. This is an Isser unrelated to Achila, right? Meaning Vaharaya. Remember, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Tzlach argued about what's the shear by Isser Hanaah. They don't argue what's the shear by Me'ilah. What's the shear by Me'ilah? Everyone knows Shavu Fruta. There's no two ways about it. Everyone knows Shavu Fruta, Shavu Fruta. Why? Because it's Shavu by Me'ilah and Shavu Fruta because it has nothing to do with foods. So why would there be a Havamina? There aren't two sides to the Chakira by Me'ilah. There's only one side to the Chakira by Me'ilah. It's an Isra Hanah totally unrelated to Achila. And therefore, it is not redundant. It's an Isra Mosef. An Isra Hanah is Chalam and Isra Achila. It's not an Isra Achila plus. It's an Isra Hanah. That's the Rambam's Kudin Nifla. If you'll say to me, I didn't see all those words written explicitly in the Rambam in the Mishnah Shai Sechulin, then I will answer that's because you didn't read between the lines. But it's Mefurish that that's what the Rambam is saying, just logically, in the Parish of Shai Sechulin. Very large. Exactly. Meaning for the Rambam, For the Rambam, you could feed your dog dog food that's made of nevela cooked with milk. Right? The Rambam's the one who's making all that, feeding your dog for the Rambam, as long as not Pesach, of course. On Pesach, yeah, be careful not to feed your dog. Come and stick dog food. Although the truth is, for the Rambam, it could be, this gets by Yaakov said in my focus, maybe according to the Rambam. No, for the Rambam, for sure. No, okay. For the Rambam, for the Rambam, it's clear that you can't feed your dog chametz like dog food, because even if they nevela, when they add chametz, that iser chal iser, the nevela is the real chametz is chametz. I actually went to check. I don't have a dog. I never planned on having a dog. But I went to, you're curious about these things. I went to check in the supermarket before Pesach. What do you do if you have a dog before Pesach? So Baruch Hashem, one of the nice things about living in a Jewish country is that I went to my local supermarket. They have a whole dog food section. And in the dog food section, almost everything there said, the loaf shash chametz. And if you read the ingredients, you see, maybe they just put a sticker loaf shash chametz. Read the ingredients, you see it doesn't have any grain products in it. Okay. Some of them are gluten-free, and some of them are not even gluten-free. They just managed to somehow find the company someplace. Okay, but that's not our topic. Back to the, again, watch the dog. What the Rambam say? The Rambam say, this dog food is made in nevela meat. Then they coat it in milk. Says, since the nevela meat is nesar hila, basmachal is nesar hila plus, it's redundant, it's not hal. So they say, basmachal is never hal. The basmachal is never hal, then it's motorada. It's very, it's so longish, because it's totally counterintuitive. Taka and nesar hila on top of nesar na ends up not being chal and it being mutter bahana. It's against all common sense logic, because the Rambam thinks that it conceptually makes perfect sense according to Shita.
As I was saying before about foods and not foods, it's a little tricky. Does everything that Rambam would say that are like by camera also not as explosive?
Absolutely. I'm quite confident in it. I can't prove it, because I will bet you any amount of money. I will bet you any amount of money that the Rambam thinks may have to be a hechitimtzi, because you can't be cooking it with meat, because, again, if you cook Arla with meat, but let's say somehow it's going to be hard, because it grows that way. So it's going to be hard to find an example where it's already about Bas Lassur and then becomes Arla Klai Karim, because it grows that way. But maybe by Klai Karim you can, right, because Klai Karim doesn't have to grow that way. Let's say you have to come up with a really, really good example of Klai Karim that's Aser Ba'achila. Now, what's quiet, Karen? That's Aser Ba'achila. How about Chadash? That's not so crazy. Let's say you have Chadash wheat growing, and then you replant it in a vineyard, right? So I think the Rama would say it's Motor Rama, because the same equipment of Fla. It's just not going to come up in everyday life.
No, I understand. I guess I just thought that, it's not really a Rama at all. Thought maybe it implied that the fact that the Rambam thought that Basar Chala was primarily an Isra Chila, just from the line you quoted, the Gemara said that really it should have been, but it didn't say Achila because.
No, I think there's really technically why you read the third Pasuk. But I think after Kolshkin, if I Basar Chala doesn't say Achila, you know it's primarily an Isra Chila. Kolshkin by Arla word does say Achila.
Arla.
And equivalently by Klai Akarim, where it doesn't say, but it's sort of obvious to all of us that it is. But Kolski by Arla. I think that's Pasha to me.
That was meaning anywhere we apply to Yavo,
exactly. Exactly. And very well applies to Arla. And again, I wouldn't apply to Klai Akarim or Basmachala, but the Rambam I think would, just like applied to Klai Akarim, which is generally equated to Basmachala. Okay, now let's get to the proof.
Doesn't this express itself very clearly in the fact that the Rambam holds there's no Malkus by Yisra on
the
Mah.
The first fool wants to ask a question, then I'll come back to that point. And this is what he's saying in Sefer Mitzvot. So if you go back to Sefer Mitzvot, I said it might sound like this, but if you read it, it might sound like this, but he doesn't say it. He leaves it general, and I think it's clear he means this. I don't mean it's a sphere. I mean, you would have thought this from Sefer Mitzvot. Why? Because you would have thought this Stam. It's the most common sense approach.
I think it comes up in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well in the following way. The Rambam basically says that by Basar V'Cholav there are two Isurei Achila. There's an Achila She'en Ba'ana and the Achila She'esh Ba'ana. And he basically says that the two Psukim are with respect to two types of Achila, Achila She'en Ba'ana and Achila She'esh Ba'ana, which generalizes to all Anos.
Okay, you're adding a lot that is not found in the words of my Sefer HaMitzvos. You're adding a lot that's not found in my Sefer Mitzvahs.
It's found in mine.
Where does it say Achila doesn't have Hana? I don't see that in Sefer Mitzvahs. Am I crazy? I don't see him saying anything about Achila doesn't have Hana. Maybe I'm crazy.
No. Rama makes a distinction between, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he makes a distinction between
the two.
He says
Achila is a type of Hana. He never says there's an Achila without Hana.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, what does it say at the end? Let's see. Okay, where is it at the end? That's a little kederech. One second. Here it is. Eino chayv
shi'anam. Eino kederech Hana.
I'm not fair. Hold on a second.
He was
that is true. He does say that. And likewise by Klai Karen. So that is interesting. If he unites Achila and Hana, then why? If he unites Achila and Hana, then why are you chayv Achila even if you're nene than Achila? That actually is a fascinating question. And you want to say, one loves Achila with Hana, one loves Achila with Hana, or other.
The Rambam says it. I'm not making it up.
Yeah, but actually, could that be? That could be. Okay, you know what? That could be. That could be. I'm willing to grant that. I have to think about it more. I'm willing to grant it, but it wouldn't affect anything that we have on the board.
On the contrary, it's Mishtalev Yafeh.
Okay, good. Fine. I'm not ready to sign yet, but Lechora, you know, I'm a cop. Okay, now, let me just get to the kicker. How can I prove that all this is true? How can we see the Rambam Shita say? The Rambam has a famous Shita, which is Machlokas Rishonim. I want to see if I can squeeze onto the board. There's a famous Machlokas Rishonim. Do you get Malkus when you're Nene from Yisurei Hana, like Chametz, and which Rambam doesn't say explicitly, but I mean, I think he does. And Klai Kerem, and Basar B'Chalav, and Orla, etc. Do you get Malkus for Hana or not? One of the Rambam's famous Shita, in Hilchos Machlokas Asuros, listen to the Rambam Shita. Says the Rambam, famous sheet that helps Macholos Asuros. He says, "Kol makom shenema ratora lo socha lo sochlu lo yochlu lo yochal eser yichin kol eser yichin kol the nashra get on the nashra. Kol machol shu aser bahana im nene v'lo achal. If you only do a nene without a chila, you go to machar. You sold it and nusla akram. Give it as a gift to a guy, which counts as anah because he owes you a favor." Ola club and you feed it to your dogs. Ain't no loke. Malkus or Malkus Margus. Okay, you don't get Malkus, only Malkus Margus. You don't get Malkus. There's no Malkus for Hana, famous sheep of the Rambam. He says in general, all any machel that's Asur Bachila, you don't get Malkus for Hana. That's Medoyak. Many other places when it comes to Bas B'cholav, the Rambam is very Medoyak. He says, it's Asur to eat and to cook, eat, and be Nana. And he says, why does he say Misha Nene Loke? Because Misha Nene is not Loke. Right? He says the same thing at Klaya Karen. What does he say about Klaya Karen? He says, Asur Bach Achilo Uva Hana, Baha Ochel Xayas, etc. Loke. Why does he say Ochel Nene Loke? A nene is not loke. That's the general shita of the Rambam. Now, not everyone agrees with this Rambam. Who do we put on the sheet? The Rebbe Nigon and the Shari Tshuva disagrees with the Rambam. Right? This is, okay, like, all right, some of us, maybe we're not such big Bali Musar. Those of us are not such big. Bali Musar, we only read, like, Shari Gimel, Shari Tshuva, because first it just talks about Tshuva. And then he says, well, here's all the things you might have to do tshuva for. It goes through Koltar Kula and like summarizes like all of Halakha. Those parts of life, a lot of important nuggets that can be found there. So he says explicitly, no from the goy or a little comment to the Hezekiah Basra Shabbos from Kalav Loke. He's explicitly get Malkus. Likewise, the Shilte Giborim in Pesachim here says a general statement, Koli Surah Hanasha Machram Legoy, O Achil Lebehemto, Nira Be'enai, Shaderach Hanasim Gafo Loke. Okay, so the Shilte Kiborim and the Rabbi Yona hold that you are loka on Hana, which makes sense. And the Rambam holds that you are not. The Ramban also says you're loka on Hana by Bas B'chalav. If we assume that let's assume that we'll equate Bas B'chalav to all other Isurim, then the Ramban would also be against the Rambam. Okay, but at the very least, Rabbi Yona and Shilte Kiborim are against the Rambam. Who needs to be explained and who doesn't? The other Rishon don't need explanation. You violate Mr. Rice, so you get Malkus. The Rambam needs explanation. Why does the Rambam hold, right? Malkos Hanah. The Rambam says Potter, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shulti Kiborim, and the Ramban, I'll put them in parentheses because he's only talking about one example, but he might, Nerastam, I'd assume he would say the same thing out of the else, but okay. Put them in parentheses, says Chayiv. What's the svar of the Ramban? So here we have a bunch of technical answers in the Mefarshim. What does the Magid Mishnah say? What's the Magid Mishnah's technical answer? I said, what did the Magid Mishnah say? I didn't say what you said. What did the Magid Mishnah say? He says, actually, there's a rule. You only get Malkus Kederach HaNasan if you're Nene in the usual way. Not if you're Nene in the unusual way. Okay, you only get Malkus for using something in the usual way. Like, for example, if there's Chelev and I eat it raw, I don't get Malkus because that's not the usual way. So, what does the Magid Mishnah say? He says, anything that you could eat or you could be Nene from in a different way, the usual way is to eat it. Everything else is not the usual way. Now that's a bit of a chish. Like, really, that's true? I don't know. Like, every food is the usual way to eat it or the usual way to sell it. I mean, if you think about it, in our society, only every slice of food one person eats and two or three people sell, right? So what's more usual? I don't know. How do you define usual? Derech. Like, it's not the derech to sell foods? It's not, I understand you say it's not the derech to feed good food to your animal, maybe. Okay, but that's my mission. My mission says the reason for the Torah is because it's an unusual way of using something. It's not derech hanasan. It's not the classic derech. Okay, correct. But there's the usual way and the unusual way. That's the Magid Mishnah's. That's the Magid Mishnah's answer. What is the Mishnah Melech's answer? So
it's not Mefurish in the Torah.
It's not the derech to be neneh in other ways when you could eat it. Which again, it seems to be a big chiddush to me. It's not the derech to sell something when you could eat it. I don't know. That's a very classic thing. So you make your parnasa. It's not like a waste or an unusual thing. It's not like weird. Like some of the other things were weird. They even said if you smear chalav on yourself, that's not kederach hanasa. Okay, that I can understand a little because you usually smear oil on yourself, not chalav on yourself. Would you say if you smear oil on yourself, that's not kederach hanasa because you couldn't have eaten it? I don't know. Anyway, that's my mission. Anyone remember the Mishnah Melech answer? And then you get into great details to cover everything.
Because it's learned from a drasha.
Exactly. He has a yesod that is not a yesod found in Shas. What does it say in Shas? That you don't get Malkus on something you learn from what? From a Kal V'chomer. But that's a very unique case, right? That's only something you learn from a Kal V'chomer. But, says the Mishnah Melech, and this is the yesod, I would say that's it. But he has the chorus, but it's not found in Shas. Something that comes from a drasha, you don't get Malkus. Only something that's before Shem HaChomesh. And the Isra Anah is almost never, let's for the sake of argument, let him convince us that it's never found before Shem HaChomesh. Stories learned from a drasha. It's not so posh that it's never found before Shem HaChomesh, but at the very least, in almost all cases, learned from a drasha. So it's only learned from a drasha. And then he gets into tremendous detail I don't want to get into now. What kind of drushas, like, could you not get Malkus for? What kind could you get Malkus for? And then the parentheses add all kinds of, okay. What does he say? He says it's a nilmad mitrusha. Okay, these are all big assumptions. What does it say for Achinuch say? How does he explain the sheet of the Rambam?
Because it can be passive.
This is the famous sheet of the Sefer Achinuch, except for the fact that the Sefer Achinuch is so certain himself about this, which is not our topic now, but really, this is like the worst thing in the Sefer Chinuch. It's probably this entire book is this issue. But the Sefer Chinuch says in a few places, and for now, pretend I didn't tell you that he says the opposite places. He has a big chiddush. You know, lavshei bo maisa, you don't get malchus for it. What if you do a maisa, but you could have done it without a maisa?
Doesn't matter. So, same thing.
I did a maisa, I get malchus. That's what most people say. Sefer HaChinuch says, no, since you could have done it without a Maisa, like he's being a Lamed here, since even though you did a Maisa, that's coincidence. You could have done it without a Maisa, so the Aveira is not really in the Maisa. Right? Like, since you didn't, you could have done the Aveira without a Maisa, the Maisa is coincidental. It's not, it's a part of the Aveira. So that's a lot of shame for Maisa. That's a big finish of the Sefer HaChinuch. Again, I give one such explanation. You can explain it however you want, but he says it. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, anything you do without a Maisa, you don't get Malkus on. Eating, you can't do without a Maisa. So you got Malkus. But Hana, you could get Hana without a Maisa. You could easily get Hana without a Maisa. Since you could get Hana without, well, how can you get Hana without a Maisa? You could just tell someone, would you like to buy this Arla? Great. Just put $100 on the table and take it home with you. Right? I can get there without a Maisa. And there, since I could do without a Maisa, it's Lashem with Maisa and Lopin Olav. So the Rambam, right, so here's what's tricky. The Rambam himself seems very clearly to not hold from this. The Rambam also, I admit, there are some achronim who's trying to stick this into the Rambam. The Rambam certainly doesn't say this thing anywhere, which is good, because he doesn't seem to hold from it, and it's very difficult to try to stick it in. We're not even going to go there. It's too difficult. Pashas, yes, what points out that the Rambam does hold this. The Rambam says, by Rabbi Yimotze, which is the most classic thing you can be over without a Maisa, if you go and buy chametz on Pesach, or what's the other advice you could do? Make chametz on Pesach, right? You buy or produce chametz on Pesach, then you get malchus. Clearly, the Rambam thinks it's called the Maisa, we couldn't do that a Maisa. But that's the Chinuch, says the Chinuch, he says it's Efshar, the way Maisa. Okay, in my opinion, I think the Chinuch, yeah.
Actually,
okay. You want to be the Ash of the Ram? There's Chinuch you can do, B'dochen Gadol. But B'dochen Gadol. Okay, that might also be Ash of some other things, but we're not going there. Okay. Pashas, the Chinuch is not Shan in the Ram. For the reason Yitzhak pointed out, as well as another reason I'll point out in a moment. The simple shot is the Mishnah Malach is also not necessarily shot in the Rambam. We don't find the Rambam ever told us something that's learned from Drusha doesn't get Malchus. And then you're going to have to go through all of the Mishnah Torah and find lots of things that are learned from Drusha to get Malchus and say, well, that's a different kind of meaning. You're going to have to make so many chilukim that are sort of arbitrary that, you know, someone's going to start rolling their eyes at you. Right? Yeah. Those are the case of Mishnah Torah, you get Malchus for something that's learned from a drasha. Oh, no, that's this kind of drasha. This is that kind of drasha. It's going to get very difficult. How about the Magid Mishnah? Magid Mishnah could be shot in the Rambam, but it could be shot in the Rambam, but... so hold on a second. So, but what do we want to say? We want to say, obviously, hold on a second. Are we... No, I think you're saying a general cloud. I think so, yeah. I think. Now, but we already learned that it couldn't have flaw. For us, this Rambam is not mysterious. For us, we can explain this Rambam based on the Nekudin flaw, which also the Sfas Emes in bracket says, and the Rub says also. But what does he say? He says it maybe in a slightly different way. But he says he heard from his grandfather. Who's the Sfas Emes' grandfather? Shirim, right? The first Ger Rebbe. Sfasemis was the third Ger Rebbe. Even though the one in between them was not the Sfasemis' father. Or the Shirim's son, I don't think. He says he heard from his grandfather that, what do you mean Hana is Bechlal Achila? It means that Achila has Hana in it. Achila is like the real thing. And Hana is like a chatzishir. It's like a partial, like a chatzishir of achila. Hana is like an inferior form of achila. And therefore, he says, you don't get malchus for it. It's not a full isser. It's not a full isser. It's not the main isser. If it's not the main isser, you don't get malchus for it. That's how the Sfas Emes answered. The Rav also answered this once. He says, what's pshat? He says, the Sfas Emes. And the Rav, I didn't put the Rav in the Makaros, but the Rav also gave the same answer. He says very partially, she tossed the Nekudin of Flaw. What did the Rav hold the Nekudin of Flaw? Be'etzem, it's an isra achiva. Hana, you could use the word hatsashir, it's just like a halfway type of achiva. Or it's a lower level of achiva. Or it's an isra tofel to achiva. Hana is an isra tofel, it's not the ikar isra. When you do an isra tofel, achatzi isra, then that's asur midoraisa. But there's no malchus. It does sound like that, according to one of the two Lashonos in the Gemara. There, right? There are two Lashonos there in the Gemara. There is the first Lashon, and then the second Lashon of, and then the second Lashon, the Ika Da'amri, right? So there's the first Lashon and the second Lashon. It could be that that's the machlokas between. The first lashon, the second lashon, except for the fact that
the Rambam, right, is not going to help us, right? It's also going to be our problem.
Well, they're both.
Right.
They're both. See, the Magen Mishnah, where it gets its work out, gets its work out very nicely. That's why you like the Magen Mishnah. That's what you're trying to say.
Right.
That's why. That's why you like the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is really the only one that I can't disprove, as for reasons that I'll point out in a second. Hold that thought, and let's think about. Hold that thought, and let us think about it. Okay. The question is really which lashon does the Rambam Paskin like. Okay, now, but what could you say? You could say very pasha, the shittasi didn't put in a flaw. You could say not. You could say Magen Mishnah. It doesn't have to be the shittasi didn't put in a flaw. Right? You could say, but shittasi, okay, I don't think it's Svasana says the shittasi didn't put in a flaw. But it's obvious that's what he had in mind. Or at least Svasana Mazel had in mind. The shittasi didn't put in a flaw. Right? The Rambam's the shittasi. That the answer is an Israhila. The Hana is only a Hatzishir or a Tafel. And you don't get Malkus on Hatzishir. I know it's not literally Hatzishir, but instead of a Hatzishir Kamuti, it's a Hatzishir Echuti. It's not half of the amount, it's half of the quality of the act. Right? It's a Hatzishir Echuti. Right? That's a nice way of putting it. No, because for him it's not a Hatzishir, it's just a Lokaderech. And unless you're going to say every Lokaderech is a Hatzishir Echuti. Well, he almost does. It's interesting. The Sfas Emes says, but the stretch is maybe this is what the Magen Mishnah meant. What I said, that's I think a stretch. But the Magen Mishnah says is that it's like Chatzishir, and that it's also derived without Malkus, right? Pashas, he doesn't mean it's substantively like Chatzishir. It's just practically like Chatzishir, because. Okay, unless you want to start uniting them. Now, why does this work out well? Although Yaakov pointed out the world's worst world from Magen Mishnah. Does the Rambam ever say you get Malkus Rana? Does the Rambam ever say you get Malkus Rana anywhere in the Mishnah Torah? Yes, in which two contexts? Mi'ilan Avodah Zarah, right? Avodah Zarah, he has two contexts. It's Irani Dachas and Zarah, but they're one for our purposes, right? By Irani Dachas, he says, Kalanene Loke. And by Avodah Zarah, he says, Kalanene Loke. And by Me'ila, he says, also lehanos, the kolanene mal, and put the kolanene mal with kolamoel loka. Kolanene mal, kolamoel loka. You don't need to be a big mathematician to know the kolanene loka. So the Rambam, by Me'ila and Avodah Zarah, since you do get Malkus Rana, is that a stira to what he said here in his famous Shita? No, because how did he express his famous Shita very carefully? Kol ma'achol shu aser v'ana nene mimenu, etc., Eino loke. Rambam makes that clear chiluk. Again, I'm assuming by machal, he doesn't mean food as opposed to non-food, like there'd be different levels of food and non-food. Let's assume he means, no, the difference between machal sasuros and things, halachas that apply to food, and halachas that do not apply specifically to food. By halachas that apply to food, then you're not looking at anah. By avodah zarah, which is not an Isra on food, right? You can't be Nana from any Avodah Zarah. An idol is the classic example, and it's not food. Why Nigila, as we point out, it's not about food. Meaning, the Rama makes the same exact chiluk by Malchus that he made in the Kunun Nefla. What was the chiluk in the Kunun Nefla? That's where it really comes together. The chiluk in the Kunun Nefla was between Isuri Achila and the Rosh Ramah and Isuri Hanah that are not about foods and eating. Even though, coincidentally, it could be a food or not. That's the exact same chiluk he makes with Malchus. A, all the examples he potters are food, and the examples of non-foods, like Avodah Zarah and Ilyas Machayev, and he's Medai Kedoshim. Any food, you're a potter if you eat a shalok and derech hanasan. So the Rambam works out beautifully, l'shitase, that the Rambam says, yeah, I think, it's a chatzishir echuti, it's not really main isra, it's really just an isra hanasan plus. So you don't get Malchus for the plus or the asterisk. That's true by Machalos Asuros. One side of Ayin Nifla, the other side of Ayin Nifla is a be'etzem isra hanasan. If it's an Esmes or not, nothing to do with Achila, not one way or the other way, having no connection to Achila whatsoever, other than coincidence sometimes, then of course you get Malchus on an Anana, because it's an independent Isra or not. So the Rama is L'shitase in both places, and it's not disproved Yaakov. Why do I like this Hesper in the to explain the Rama based on the Kunun Nefla? Because the Rambam ends up saying it about the same kinds of Isurim as one side of the Kunun Nefla, and not saying it about the same kinds of Isurim as the other side of the Kunun Nefla. Yaakov will have to say that's coincidence. And what the Rama really means, not Yaakov, Magna Mishnah, okay? The Magna Mishnah says that's coincidence. What the Rama really means is that Shaloka Derech Hanasan, but Avodah Zarah, you're Loka Shaloka Derech Hanasan, and Me'ila, you're Loka Shaloka Derech Hanasan, which is not an unreasonable thing to say. So it could be. I'm not denying the Magna Mishnah could be. I really don't like the Mishnah Melech, because then what's that to do with a Machal? Why all Machals, not non-Machals? Maybe you could say those happen to be enforced, these don't, which would not be coincidence, but... and the chinuch, I think, bechlal, I don't think it's probably the Rambam anyway, but that's why it works out very well, according to this, nicha, it's nicha for the, you can explain it other ways also. Nicha, Rambam kach, rak, bit ma'acholos asuros, below, bit me'ila, Zara, again, Pasuk Bechala versus Me'ila are the two sides of the Kunun Nefla, and we all would have put Avodah Zarah with Me'ila, and we all would have put all of the food thing with Pasuk Bechala, and it works out very beautifully according to the Rambam. I think it's L'shitase, but it could be coincidence. I can't deny that it's, I mean, my only proof that it's L'shitase, that works out very well. Some things could be coincidence in life. But that's no, because that might be right. No, right. Let's say you sell it on Avodah Zarah that's food. Then, according to me, Pasha your loke. According to the Magen Mishnah, then you should not be loke, which is then going to be a problem. Because the Rambam sounds like it's across the board your loke by Avodah Zarah. But I want to defend the Magen Mishnah by saying it could be that Avodah Zarah your chayim mishnah loke der hanasa. But here's, should I tell you my problem with Magen Mishnah? Here's the problem with Magen Mishnah. Okay, now I'm sorry. Prepare to be destroyed. Here's the problem. The Magen Mishnah says the Ptur is because of Shaloka Derech Hanasa. Which two things are you chayiv even Shaloka Derech Hanasa? Chayiv Karen Basar B'Chalim. In which case you should get Malchus for Anol Basar B'Chalim Chayiv Karen. You get Malchus for Anol Basar B'Chalim Chayiv Karen. First of all, it says all Machal. Even a bus will come Klai Karim, and he's Beduyak Davkin bus will come, you'll get Malchus, and he's Beduyak Davkin Klai Karim, you'll get Malchus. Meaning, the two places that he's Beduyak that are included in Kol Machal are bus will come Klai Karim. That's a big problem for the Magen Mishnah slash Yaakov. Now you're on the defensive, and I'm going to say your yad is on the tachtona until you come back and explain that. It could be you can explain it, meaning me just now is not the first one to have thrown this kash of the Magen Mishnah. But I'm sure in the back of the frame, though, they'll tell you people this is Mishnah, but your yad is on the Tachtona right now, and my yad is on the Eliyona. And we'll keep it that way. I'm comfortable there. Okay, so now it also works out beautifully. She tosses it. Like, it's okay if the Magen Mishnah is in trouble, because we have such a nice Hesber for the Rambam. Now, let's just take this, I really think this is all just plus shot in the Rambam. Let's take this and just for a second come back to our Mishnah. We asked in our Mishnah, Mishas and Achila, not Hanah, if they're equally chomer? If they're equally chomer, why are they both around Achila, not in Hanah? So one answer was, they're equally chomer, there's a technical economic factor. They're equally chomer, there's a technical psychological factor. What do we want to say? We want to say, I don't know if I have a proof for this. Do I have a proof for this? I guess not. Hold on. No, I did find someone who agreed with me. No, I didn't. Okay, so I don't have a proof for this, but it's true anyway. Gimel, what do we want to say? We want to say they're not equally hard. They seem equally chav until you get to the Nikud and the Flaw and the Rambam from Malkus and you make a pattern in the Rambam, but they're really not equally chav. One is the main Isser, and one is a Tafel or a Chatzi Shir. Those are, so again, it's more chav, not something less chav. They seem equally chav because they're both Asr Raisa, but use the model of Chatzi Shir. Because I find Chatzi Shir both Asr Raisa, but they're not equally chav. One is more chav than the other. So you just say, Pasha, according to the Rambam, you have no problem whatsoever. It's not going to answer all the other Rishonim. But the fi harambam nicha shahare achila is chamura mehana even b'shashvius, right? Meaning the fact that you might accidentally eat in shashvius is a worse aveira than you might be nena in shashvius. They're both daraisas, but one is a more serious daraisa, and one is a more light. As it were, Isser Daraisa. And therefore, it makes sense to me, more of a zero for the Iker Chomer Isser Daraisa that you get Malkus on. I don't mean you get Malkus on technicality, Lashish Bomaisa, this and that. If it's a technicality why you get Malkus, that's not a reason to make more of a zero. But it's not a technicality. It's because Be'etzim it's this is a full Isser and this is a half Isser. So, of course, you should make zero for the Chomer thing. On the sixth hour, make zero for Chomer and Kal, because it's a Chash Kurov. On the fifth hour, it's a shash rachov, where all the world and bills are for the chomer, not for the cow. I think by the time we get through the Rambam, for the Rambam, it's very pashut. And as a matter of fact, you can read this on the raya for the Rambam. And then the Rambam, which well, the shitase. Here, it's a funny the shitase, because 99% of Rishonim agree with the Rambam. The Rambam, the shitase, who takes our Mishnah that says their bills are achila not hanah, and it applies to the Basra Machalav, also said their bills are achila not hanah. The Rambam is very comfortable being gozer, right? That was on the board someplace. What's it? Yeah, here we're going to do the Rambam. Again, it's not much of a Lashitase because most of Rishonim agree with the Rambam. But it works out nicely. The Rambam's very comfortable saying, in some cases, there are Gozer and Achila and Hanah, but in case there is a lighter Shash, like the follow Karaites, or they'll be confused 2 hours, there are only Gozer and Achila and not Hanah, because Achila is more covered, it's an Isser Gomer, and Hanah is only more of a Chatzishir Echuti, is only an Isser or an Isser Tafel, is an Isser Kal. Okay, I think that's Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Lumbus of the Rambam. Okay, but I won't get into now is Yaakov's question, which is the Rambam. Although we discussed this once very briefly, the Rambam in the beginning of the Chavos Matzah seems to quote Chizkiah. He says, "Chavos Asur Adah is Lo Yei Ochel," which is against his general lumbus very well that every Yisrael is Asur Adah. And the question is, could it be that for the Rambam, throwing a monkey wrench and maybe Pesach is a different ball game of some sort? And there, the Maim said there are three approaches to that Rambam, which is, one is the Kesmish says Lavdavda. You know, it's the Rambam's Derech Mishneh Torah. It's true. We just love that and don't like to admit it. It's the Rambam's Derech Mishneh Torah to quote drushes of Sukkim that appeal more to someone's common sense, even if they're not necessarily Yamaha. I don't mean lies. He just like, even if like a real mucker for something is something a little far from Shiddush Shalmikra, if he finds a mucker that's closer to Shiddush Shalmikra, he'll bring it just to make more of an impression on people. That's what the Mishnah says. Other Achronim say that maybe the Rambam really thinks Chametz is the same as everything else, just you need extra drusha by Chametz, because since the only Mishnah's man, you would think it's more Kal. And the Sfas Emes, that was in the brackets here, says, no, actually, the Rambam is making Chametz into more of a Me'ilah. Because he has a special, separate sheet of my chametz, in which case, what we said right here would not be, everything else until we said what we said right here would not be true, and that would be the finish. I, at one time, was inclined to accept it. Today, I'm not so inclined to accept it, which is why I put in brackets, because the Rambam whole serves to say, any ma'achol, you don't get malchus for hanah. And chametz is still in the realm of ma'acholos. So, okay, but that's your homework. Okay, Viker. Any other questions about this? We'll go on to our next point. That's just, now we can appoint a photographer now that we don't have a plastic divider anymore. So whoever wants to volunteer to be a photographer should, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot now, but should come over to me after she. Okay, we're both set. Let's go.
I have a question.
Yes.
How is this mishtalev with the round that you gave us from Hilchos Mamrin?
I'm not sure what this has to do with the Rambam from Hilchos Mamrin.
The Rambam Hilchos Mamrin makes a very says that if Zaken says that it's mutter that it's also Rambam b'shah chamishis, he's a Zaken Mamrin. That seems to imply that the distinction between achila and na'ah is a very strong one.
I don't know if that means the distinction between achila and na'ah is a very strong one. What I want to claim, I actually found that Rosh Terbach claimed the same thing in the Mode of Fun, it was in brackets, is that shows the distinction between the fifth hour and the sixth hour is a very strong one. The distinction between the achila and na'ah might not be a super strong one. You're Zaken Mamrin, even if it's not a super strong distinction. As a matter of fact, I don't think that proves anything yet. The fact that you're Zaken Mamrin doesn't prove it's a very strong distinction, just proves you're arguing. If you could be Zaken Mamrin for arguing about a subtle distinction. So I'm not sure I see your argument. A Zaken Mamrin is not a Zaken Mamrin if he argues about something subtle. Of course he is, as long as he argues. I want to make a different deal from there, which we'll get to. Oh, and which may or may not be a good deal, but, I'm not going to build on it. Okay, let's ask the Brisk Rubs question. I just want to interpret one word in the Mishnah. What does one word in the Mishnah mean? Now, our Mishnah, Yod Aleph of Beis, used the word, again, for a Yehuda, we paskin like, tolin kol chamesh. Tolin. Use the word tolin. What does tolin mean in the Mishnah? Says Rashi, tolin kol chamesh, lisrof eino tzarech. You don't have to burn it. Tolin means you don't have to burn it. You can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it. Right? Literally, tolin, I guess, means that what it means when something is tolin. I mean, it's like in between. It goes down on either side, right? It's neither edible, nor do you have to burn it. Okay. Very reasonable shot in Rashi. Let's just put this on the board. Tolin, kol chamish. Tolin, kol chamish. Says Rashi, Eino Tsarech Lisro. But someone who has, taken a dip here and there in the sea of Talmud is familiar with the phrase tolin, right? Or tluya. What does tolin usually mean in Shas? What is tolin usually used about? What? Truma, for example. And what does tolin mean? You can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it, but you're not allowed to burn it. Usually, tolin doesn't prove anything about this Mishnah. But tolin often in Shas means you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. Meaning you have to let it sit there. You can't do anything, you have to let it sit there. Rashi says that this tolin means you don't have to burn it. But who says this tolin means the same as the tolin the rest of Shas? Not Rashi, but the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, says the Rambam, he says, there's no Isra on the fifth hour. Lefikach, tolen batruv, lechem tolen, v'kayotze, mechamit shu kodesh. You're tolen any chamit that's kodesh, lo ochlem, v'lo sorfen. You're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to burn it. Until the sixth hour you burn. Says the Rambam a little differently. Says the Rambam, sir, clearly both things mean to get it. But besides not eating, what does tolin mean? Rashi says you don't have to burn. Sir, lisrof. Truma, v'kachin. Yeah?
Isn't that just the truth of the Rambam?
No, the Rambam says you can eat truma and kachin. And then you're not tolin. He says you can eat it. He says they were makel to let you eat it in the fifth hour. You can eat. He says you can't eat it. Tolin means you can't eat. Okay, now here's the Brisk Rav's famous question of the Rambam. The Brisk Rav's famous question of the Rambam was, why can't you burn Truma V'Kachin? After all, what's going to happen to the truma in the fifth hour? Is anyone ever going to be able to eat it? No, because there's already nisrachila. Can you feed it to your animals or sell it to a guy or get other hanah? No, because it's truma of kachim. So it's holy for yibud, meaning it's already permanently usher. If it's permanently usher, why can't you burn it? What is classic plumios? Classic plumios are, let's say you have truma that is suffic whether it's nitmar or not. Now you understand, maybe it's usher, maybe it's mutter, so you can't eat it because maybe it's usher, and you can't burn it because maybe it's mutter. Or maybe if it got nitma with a light tuma drabana. Midor rice is edible, midor abana is not edible. And therefore, you don't eat it because midor abana is not edible, but you don't burn it because midor rice it is edible. Over here, it's totally not edible, right? But a cover is super abana. It's totally not edible, right? Just like, what's the riot? In the sixth hour, here's a simple question. What do you burn in the sixth hour? After all, it's still much midor rice. The answer is, since it's also rachim midor abana, you can burn it. So if you burn in the sixth hour, Sazas Rahim and Rabbanan, why don't you burn in the fifth hour, Sazas Rahim and Rabbanan? And don't say the Rambam explains it's Batra Hana. What does the fact that Batra Hana have to do with not burning it? It's Batra Hana, but you're not allowed to get any other Hana from it because it's true of the Kachim. So it doesn't make any sense, right? This is but the Rambam is Sarah Eon. The Hare. Is Shisha Sorfin Ibne Sha'asar Ba'achila Midrabanan? And the fact that Shmukhana, what does that have anything to do with anything? Why is that a reason not to burn it? Just as Mutarana. Like, it doesn't matter. You still can't eat it. If you can't eat it, you can't do anything with it, then you should be able to burn it, right? That's the famous question of the Brisker Rav, and really all thinking people have this question on the Rambam. So, what's pshat? So here, the Brisker Rav is a famous chiddush, half of which I think is pretty muskan on the belt, and part of which is somewhat controversial. What's the Brisker Rav's famous chiddush in the Rambam? As a matter of fact, once you read the Rambam, it might not even seem to be such a chiddush. You know, if you say, why are you telling me the Brisker Rav's famous chiddush? I read the Rambam, just shot in the Rambam. I would say, all good Brisker chiddush are like that. Once you read the Rambam, shot in the Rambam. You know, you wouldn't have read Kavan the Rambam without it. Let's read the Rambam. See if there's anything funny in the Rambam. But Asra Racham Lechol Chamitz Mitkila Shah Shishis Tineshul Yigabe Isser Torah. Okay? Okay, the sixth we use the seventh. The fifth, really it's hard to do the fifth hour of the seventh, because the seventh is not over there, and the fifth is over there. But on a cloudy day it could be Xera. Anyone notice any differences so far about the sixth and the fifth hour? What? The sixth hour, he says, Asur Chom Lechol Chameit, Yeya Chameit Asur. Over here, he says, Ein Ochlim B'Chameit Gzeira. Right? Interesting. Yeah, Chameit Asur versus Ein Ochlim B'Chameit Gzeira. Okay, good. Shem Yeteh Ben Chamishis L'Shishis. This is very controversial. Shem Yeteh Ben Chamishis L'Shishis. Bein also by Nobish Al Chamishis, one second, look about. Vio told about Truma, Lechem Toda, Gayotim, and Mechamichu Kodesh, La Ochlem, Lo Sorfen, and Shigesh Al Shishis, Sorfen, and Tokh, like we just read. Okay, so this is already a little controversial. It's Osir, and this seems to be against the Gemara. I know we didn't read it yet. Base of Base, seems to be, I said. You can't eat Chamit the fifth, they were goals are not to the fifth hour, because maybe on a cloudy day you'll make a mistake between the fifth and the sixth. Why is that a strange drama? Zero to zero. Who cares if you make a mistake between the fifth and the sixth? We only care if you make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh. So here there are two girsos in the Rambam. If you look back at the Frankel, they'll tell you the kid, the Yabti Mani Yim, have the girsa that the Kesem Mishnah likes. The other kid, Veyat, have a different girsa. I'm not enough of a scholar, but I can tell you what's the historically most accurate girsa, what isn't, although I know, you know, some people here will tell me you should always follow the kid, Veyat, Tei Mani Yim. But what does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says, he's quoting here the Mizrahi, because the Mizrahi wrote Aros on the Smag. He says, what do you mean, Shema Yitta bin Hamishis Lashishis? Who cares if I make a mistake and I think that there is the sixth hour? Sixth hour is only zero. He says, no, you have to change the gears. Not change the gears. You have to use the other gears. Bin Hamishis Lashishis. But I admit, even in that other Girsa, Shema Yitta bin Hamishis Lashishis. How would you have read Shema Yitta bin Hamishis Lashishis? If you didn't have any background, you would have read it the same as Bin Hamishis Lashishis. Let's be honest. You might confuse 5 and 6. Shema Yitta bin Hamishis Lashishis, I also would have read you would confuse 5 and 6. But the Mizrahi says, no, it can't be. It must be A, the Girsa's death, and B, it doesn't mean maybe you'll be confused between 5 and 6. So that would be 0, 0. Rather, it means that Shema Yitte ben Chamishis Vishishis Lishvius. Right? Add the assumed word. You've used 4, 5, and 6 with 7. Why do you say with 7? Because it's obvious. Okay, you understand that even if you pick that Girsa, it's a bit of a dull read of the Rambam, but he's trying to rescue the Rambam from claiming that the fifth hour is a Gzera L'Gzera. He's trying to rescue the Rambam from saying the fifth hour is a Gzera L'Gzera. Okay, so we're not sure. then he points out the Rambam was asked in a tshuva about this. He says, hold on, the Gemara sounds like you'll be Torah from 5 to 7. Why didn't you write you'll be Torah from 5 to 6? Then the Rambam wrote something mysterious in his tshuva. You can look it up. I mean, he's just quoting the tshuva word for word. He says, you're right. It really is that the Gzeras, you might be confused from 5 to 7. But I, Zacharti Yadrecha Matzah Yosef, but I brought down what's more likely. Shema Yitte Ben Shal L'Shal Shal Achareha. Because it's more likely to confuse 1 hour. Can I always try to make things much more practical and common and deal with the common practical cases in my Mishnah Torah? It's a very mysterious answer of the Rambam. The Gemara sounds like the era is you'll be confused 5 and 7 on a cloudy day. On a regular day, you'll confuse 6 and 7. On a cloudy day, you'll confuse 5 and 7. The Rambam says you'll confuse 5 and 6. So, what do you do with that? Rafi said, no, he really meant to confuse 5 and 6 with 7, meaning you'll confuse 5 and 7. The Rambam, his tshuva says, no, I know really what the Gemara meant is true, just I was trying to give another practical example that would appeal to people's common sense and make sense to them, and since it didn't change the halacha, it's okay. Okay, that's a very mysterious thing for the Rambam to do in Mishnah Torah. It's supposed to be like teaching us the Ikar halacha. I'm a little misopic. What to make of it? It says, "Mashagos ma'alachs bechamish l'shvius." The Rif says 5 to 7. Who am I? Who am I required? That's true, but I just wanted to give something that was more practical. Okay, maybe he just means, yeah, you're right. He wasn't speaking halacha. He was just illustrating in a way that would appeal to the masses, but he didn't really mean it halachically. Which is a strange thing for doing the Torah. That sort of sounds like he might be doing. Or you might have meant, no, it's also true that you might make a mistake from 5 to 7. But the mistake from 5 to 7, that's so rare and so far out that wouldn't really justify Xera. It's really also because you might make a mistake from 5 to 7, and also because you might make a mistake from 5 to 6. And then make seven, both those factors together justify the Xera. And I chose to shine the spotlight on the factor that it's not the one that came out of the Gemara most simply, but was the one that would make most sense, would resonate with the masses. But like I did really mean this was packed. Okay, so let's just summarize for a second. And you know, this interesting, I know we didn't really get to this Gemara yet, so it's a little bit of getting ahead of ourselves. But, okay, says the Rambam Shem and Yitte, Bein Chamishes Lashishes, right? What does the Rambam mean? Shema Yitte Bein Chamishis Lishishis. Either number one, says the Mizrahi. He says, no. He has a Girsa and a Pirush. Garas Vishishis. Okay, that Girsa, not so crazy. Again, a lot of manuscripts have it. But Upiresh Bein Tamishas, Vishishas.
It's really a promise that let's say it between 5 and 7.
Just work in a funny way. The other possibility is maybe the shutdown, huh? Instead, the whole thing is locked off, but don't make a big deal. I didn't really mean anything of the sorts. Which, again, is a funny thing for it to do in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, could be. Or maybe you could say that I don't want to, again, if not for the Shabbat, I just say he meant it, and somehow we read that into the Gemara. It's not impossible to read that into the Gemara. But maybe he meant it's not enough. There's a shash rachot of Tavos Dain Chamishas Yes, plus a shash karov of Tavos Dain Chamishas Vishishas. And it's only those two factors together. It's at Seraf. It's at Seraf. Hey, there's some slight possibility of mistaking 5 to 7, which the Gemara, pointed out. Also, there's a much greater possibility of mistaking 5 to 6. And between those two factors together, we would have made Xero on our own. And we wouldn't have said that we're worrisome if we could do 5 to 7 on our own. But you put all these factors together, you get an Isser. And when the Gemara says MS, when I says MS, it's really a combination. And I chose to shine the spotlight on the factor that would resonate with my readers, resonate more with my readers. Okay, maybe that is a little more of a defensible way to read the tshuva of the Rav. Now, okay, what do we see from here? That we see where the Rav might have a unique shita different than all the other Rishonim. You don't think my work for the older is shown up all by Pashashat Mar. 6, 0, 5 to 7. On a cloudy day, again, on every day you might confuse 6 with 7, so that's a Chomer Zera. On a cloudy day you might confuse 5 with 7, but only on a cloudy day, so it's all less Chomer Zera. But the Rambam makes it even less Chomer than that. No, it's not even on a cloudy day you're likely to confuse 5 with 7. Even on a cloudy day you're unlikely to confuse 5 with 7, but on a cloudy day you're likely to confuse 5 with 6. And if you confuse 5 with 6, 6 could lead to 7. And then it's a bit of Xera Lixera. So the Rambam might really hold there's a little bit of Xera Lixera in Shah Chamishas. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? We will come back to that in a second. Let's read one more Rambam. Halacha Yod Halamata. Shemotr Lechol Chamith Yomar Basar Ad Sof Shar Revias. Ve'ein Ochlem Shah Chamishas. You're allowed to eat till the end of the 4th hour. And you can't eat in the 5th hour. Vol Nanit Bo, but you can get Hanoah. Even the 6th hour, you get Makas Margus. You get Malkus for Nisha Doraisa. This Rambam is a big Kiddush, right? The Lechem Mishnah pointed out the Kiddush here. What's the deal from this Rambam? If you eat in the 6th hour, you get Malkus Margus. What's the clear deal? If you eat in the 5th hour, you don't get Malkus Margus. That's very strange. 5th hour is Asura Abomin. 6th hour is Asura Abomin. 5th hour. You don't get Marcus Mark.
Did anybody else lose the transmission?
Everybody.
Does that mean that that's assuming that the shiur is over?
Could be for us, it's over.
Okay.
Maybe they don't like 2 hours shiur.
Yeah. Monday's supposed to stay an hour and a half, and that's it. Okay. Let's see. Kotlu's back.
He's back.
No, Rebbe, you're on mute. Rebbe, Rav Asaf, you're on mute.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you for pointing it. Okay, a raya that the Rambam really did mean it is the Pirush Mishnayos here. What is the Rambam saying Pirush Mishnayos here? The Rambam says that Rebbe Yehuda lo yochal b'chamei shalos gzirim sheyum amu'unan she'efshar she'yifol bo'tos b'shah. Right? You might have a 1 hour mistake. Why do you say you might have a 2 hour mistake? Obviously, he thinks you might have a 1 hour mistake. Okay, unless he's locked up here also. But he says the same thing two places. Right? One in the, Mishnah Torah, he says, in B, he says, in the Perush HaMishnah, Yipol Bo Ta'os Bishah. So therefore, that shows the Mizrahi's not really good Shabbat Rambam. You say, the Rambam really meant that we could use 5 and 7. That doesn't match the Pirush HaMishnah, right? Doesn't explain the Pirush HaMishnah. So therefore, it's hard to rely on the Mizrahi. What are our two options? Either Rambam is totally Lavdafka in two places, the Mishnah is totally Lavdafka, and the Pirush HaMishnah is totally Lavdafka, or not. The Rambam did write Dafka in two places. He just meant what Mora said is true, and what I say is also true, and it's a combination of factors. And even though you'll say it's funny, why don't I choose to highlight the factor that Gemara did not choose to highlight? And who am I to highlight a different factor than Gemara? Once they're both true, therefore, and they're both part of the picture, I'm going to highlight something I think will resonate with my readers, even though it's not what Chazal highlighted. Yes. Okay, so here, I'll tell you. We'll get to it. I would have wanted to just say the Gemara never meant 5 to 7. The Gemara just meant 5 to 6, except for the Rambam Kirush Mishnayos, where he says, "I admit that the Gemara is against me." The Rambam Shut. Okay, but we'll get to it.
I thought maybe the second to last shlav in the Gemara.
Okay. I think maybe I just want to get to it. Let's finish the 32 here. Okay, we have 2 minutes. Let's try and tie a little up. What's going on in the Rambam? For the Rambam, it's very clear that there is a fundamental qualitative difference between the fifth hour and the sixth hour. There's a clear pattern here. It's not just Achila versus Hanah. Because then why do you get different to Makos Mardos? When do you get Makos Mardos? When do you not get Makos Mardos? The answer is that the Rambam says in the first Shoresh of the Sefer Mitzvos, and a lot of Mefarshim say to the Rambam also, that when there's an Issur D'oraisa, Darabonah that's Ke'ein D'oraisa, you get Makos Mardos. When there's an Issur D'oraisa that's not Ke'ein D'oraisa, you don't get Makos Mardos. And I think that's clearly the chiluk of the Rambam. What's the Yisod of the Rambam? Here's the Yisod of the Rambam, is that here you have Shishis, that is Ke'ein D'oraisa, meaning it's an extension of the Issur Chametz D'oraisa. If you're talking, though, about Shah Hamishis, no, that is just a Zera B'Alma unconnected to the Isser Chametz D'Oraisa. If so, then what makes sense? It makes sense that, what does the Rambam say? You're Chayav Makos Mardos for the sixth hour, but there's no Makos Mardos for the fifth hour. And then it makes sense that the sixth hour is a Zera Atu Chametz D'Oraisa, while the fifth hour is a Zera L'Zera. Okay, a Zera L'Zera will make a Zera L'Zera, but we're not going to say that that's an extension of the Chametz of the Torah. That's going to be a new Zera. And where does this come from? I think this comes from Hilchos Mamre. Hilchos Mamre, but it's a deal. I made the diyuk, and I was glad to see that Rav Shlomo made the diyuk. The Rambam makes an example of Hilchos Mamre. He says, even if you argue, you're only chayim is like a Mamre chayim, if he argues with a Chacham about what kind of Isser? Usually, an Isser Karis. The Rambam's Mechanic, even an Isser Drabbanan, a Xer of it, even an Isser Drabbanan, that's an extension of the Isser Karis you're chayim for. So, for example, If you were matter the 6th hour, the Zakimari is Chayiv Misa. Or if he extended the 6th hour to the 5th hour, he's Chayiv Misa. Because that's Xerid Rabbanan, that's Xerid and Isser Karis. Now here's an argument from silence, which does not prove anything. What if he was matter the 5th hour? Or he extended the Isser Achilu the 5th hour to the 4th hour? What if he subtract? If you subtract the 6th hour or add to the 6th hour, you're Zakim Mamre. What if you subtract the 5th hour or add to the 5th hour? What if you were mat to the 6th hour Mahana or mat to the 5th hour Mahana? That's what I would silence. You could just say he wasn't given every example in the world. But maybe it's Meduyak that Shashishis Im Hosef Ogara Nase Zakim Mamre. But Shachamishis Ulai Meduyak. If you asked Achila Jorvius, or you matter Achila Shachabishis, ain't no Nasa Zake Mamre. Why? Because you're only a Zake Mamre for an extension of Nisr Karis. Shashishis is an extension of Nisr Karis. Shachamishis is not an extension of Nisr Karis. It's just a Xera Vialma. It's an independent Xera. It's so far from Nisr Karis that it doesn't have the status as Kein Doraisa. It doesn't have status as Kein Doraisa, there's no Makis Margus. And you don't become a Zakin Mamre. Let's just tie this up to one point, which is what's the Briskorov's main point? The Briskorov's his brother, Nefkinus, he makes one more deal. He says, now I want to use this to explain, right, Srefa's Kachin, but how? He says, Shashishas Sorfim Ruma the Kachin. In Sorfim Truma. Why? Here, what is the Rambam saying? It's not Osirana. Who cares that it's not Osirana? So the Briskorov says, it's not that because it's not yet Osirana. It's far from the Doraisa. But so what? Even if it's far from the Doraisa, why can't we burn because of an independent Isser Rabbanan? So here the Briskorov makes one chiluk, which is what makes him the Briskorov. Right? He makes one deal. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The chametz is aser v'achilu b'anah. What's on shal chamishis? Ein ochlim b'chametz. What's the difference in yeh chametz aser and ein ochlim b'chametz? It's a chafter gav. Shal shishis kein doraisa. It's nizor chafter. It's a chafter chametz. Shal chamishis it's not a chafter chametz. It's just we are nizor from eating it. Says the Briskorov. Explains the Briskorov. What does the Briskorov sort of add? Explains the Griz that this is an Isser Hefza al Pi Lashon Rambam. And this is an Isser Gavra. An Isser Hefza means this chametz is inedible. Inedible chametz you burn. Isser Gavra means the chametz is edible, but you shouldn't eat it. If the chametz is edible, but you shouldn't eat it, then you don't burn the chametz. What if the chametz is edible, but they put all the guanim in jail? You don't burn it. Because the chametz is edible. You only burn the chametz if there's a sole Hefza in the chametz. Not if there's an Isser Gavra in the chametz. So the Briskorov said, it's clear to the pattern in the Rambam. One is Xera, one is Xera, one is Chayiv Makis Marvis, one is not Chayiv Makis Marvis. If you like the deal, one, you can become a Zaken Mamre for eliminating or doubling. The other, maybe you don't become a Zaken Mamre for eliminating or doubling. One is an extension. One is an extension of Isser Karis. One is that. Clearly, one is an extension. The Rambam treats Shashish the extension of Isser Karis, and the Raisa treats Shah Chamishis is a separate new Xerah Bialma, freestanding Xerah Bialma. The Briskorov just adds one Brisker case to it. The Rambam is lush that one is the Nisar Kafta, one is the Nisar Gavra, and that explains Srefa's Chametz. Srefa's Truma is not because of Chomer and Gula, but it is because of Chefta versus Gavra. There's a soul in the Chefta, you burn it. If the Chefta is fine, but the Gavra has a problem eating it, then you don't burn it. And that's how he explains the Rambam. Okay, there are those who disagree with this Briskorov, even prominent Talmidim and relatives of the Briskorov disagree with him. Maybe we will just briefly mention next time, before we continue in the Gemara, why there's someone disagree with the Briskorov. But I think the Briskorov is very attractive, so the Rambam's Lashon really does sound like he's the great between Isser Chafta and Isser Gavra. And I think that's what he's saying. This Asur Ba'na, that's the Isser Chafta Chametz. A Chafta Chametz is Asur Ba'na. This is not Asur Ba'na, because it's not a Chafta Chametz. It's just they told you to avoid something.
That finally said by the week before night, said that whatever reason, like we said, meaning shit, there's Nisra Hanah and Nisra Ksav. What is Nisra Hanah? So now the Chakza is much less significant. Now there's no problem of
and that would be most loyal to the lush of the Rama. I'm just not sure I see the spur. What's an Asr Ba'an Na'ah?
I mean, the same way that when we said that when I think for Nisa, you can show us to Rabbana. So, okay, but meaning, yes, maybe the Raisa has that, but the fact that Asr Ba'an Na'ah, I mean, Rabbana can affect even the status of the Chet and make it not. Like not a halakha.
Okay, you're saying something very similar. It's just saying the answer on law is really chetzik. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's similar enough that maybe I'll go. Okay, maybe we'll pick up another few minutes about this next time, and then we'll go on in the Gemara. See you, Meitzer Hashem, Thursday.
Hey.